Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With the intensified feud going on between Kendrick Lamar and Drake, I figured it was time to see what rivalries and what beefs have we seen in recent memory that have been kind of not exactly like this, but close to it as well. But today we're going to be talking about some of the best beefs in college football history, well, in the SEC, and discuss them. How did they relate to this? How did their feud begin? And what was the end result? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to SEC Unfiltered. I'm your host, Lucas Hill. This is going to be such a great episode. Can't wait for it. Please consider subscribing and turning on bell notifications so you're notified of the next video we drop here on SEC Unfiltered. Also, hit us up on every social media. We got TikTok, Instagram, X, wherever you get your social media. So let's go ahead and talk about the first feud, and let's talk about the Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher feud. If you remember back in 2022, Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban were at the top of college football in their feud. So it started back during the 22 recruiting cycle when Texas A&M pulled out the number one recruiting class in all of college football. It was the first time Texas A&M had come out with a number one class, and it's considered by many to be the best class in college football history. And it also marked the end of the first ever recruiting cycle that players could capitalize on the NCAA's rule changes from the last summer and profit from their name, image, and likeness. So this is the first year that NIL took a big toll in terms of recruiting. So during a fundraiser event that Saban was in at Birmingham for, it was billed as a fireside chat, and Saban had this to say: I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. You read about it. You know who they are. We're second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player. But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. It's tough. And he's not wrong. This is exactly what happened to A&M. You know, you saw their recruiting rankings kind of go down over the next few years, and you saw teams like Georgia, Bama, and of course Texas now is profiting off of the NIL deals and making sure that their recruiting classes are much better in terms of profit and in terms of the amount of money revenue they're bringing into the athlete as well. So after that, Fisher strikes back. He calls him a narcissist and described his comments about the Aggies recruiting class as about as despicable. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. It's despicable. No, not going. He's not going to admit that they bought their entire recruiting class, even though it's true. We saw the evidence of it. We saw the video that said that one of Texas A&M's recruiting coordinators who was showing kids around, it said, man, we bought all of this. This is what y'all are going to bring to the table. They said, we're not going to. We're done. It's the greatest ever, huh? When you've got all the advantages, it's easy. You will coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason. I ain't back and work for Saban. Don't want to be associated with him. You can call me anything you want to call me. You can call me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. I learned that when I was a kid, if you did, your old man, you slapped you upside the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him. Holy cow, that was insane. That was like the clapback that we saw from Kendrick Lamar and the euphoria. But at the end of the day, Saban ends up apologizing for his comments. Never meant to single anybody out. And then at SEC Media Days, Fisher just said, it's over with, done talking about it. But Saban ended up getting the last lap. They win the next two games against Texas A&M. And Jimbo Fisher is now out of a job in the SEC. So that's one feud. Another rivalry that doesn't get really much attention is the Steve Spurrier-Philip Fulmer rivalry, especially from the 90s to the mid-2000s. This was arguably the best game that you would see on TV. In all likelihood, the winner of this game would be going to play for an SEC title. When you looked at how Florida and Tennessee fought during the mid-90s, during the Peyton Manning era and the T. Martin era, it was insane. But always, Steve Spurrier got the upper hand. There was obviously their first meeting, 31-0 out in Knoxville. First time Tennessee had been shut out by Florida since 1954. Then there was the very next year, 95, the high-scoring shootout. The run and shoot versus Peyton Manning. That was a crazy, crazy game. Tennessee gets off to a great start in the first half, and then Florida explodes in the second half, 62-37. Heck of a ball game there. Then you have 96. This was maybe Tennessee's best opportunity to get to the national title. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Florida ends it with a 35-29 win. They go on to win the national title that year. 97. Obviously, another big game. Could have been game of the century right here. Number one, Florida. Number four, Tennessee. Again, despite no Danny Warfel for the first time since 93 or 92. It ends up being Doug Collins and company end up getting the job done with a 33-20 victory. And then finally, after Peyton Manning leaves, T. Martin and the Tennessee Volunteers finally get it done in overtime out in Knoxville, 2017 in 98. They go on to win the national title. This was quite a feud. I wouldn't necessarily consider it a feud between them because they never really had public outbursts, but this was a very, very intense rivalry between the two. Spurrier on Tennessee on frequent postseason destination in the 90s. You cannot spell citrus without Tet UT. That's because Tennessee would frequently go to the Citrus Bowl year in and year out. This is Spurrier on why Peyton Manning decided to return for a senior year in 1997. He wants to be a three-time Citrus Bowl MVP.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This was unbelievable. Here is a coach that Vol fans love to hate. Steve Spurrier was the Darth Visor or the head ball coach. That's public enemy number one right there. Fulmer is the guy that's trying to knock him off of that pedestal. And he did it a few times, but was finished only 2-7 in that era, with his final victory coming in 2001. In a year that Tennessee, they were supposed to play in September, but unfortunately due to the 9/11 attacks, that game got pushed back all the way to December. So overall, this was such a fun rivalry, especially to look back on. And it's a lot of excitement whenever you saw Tennessee and Florida get together. And whenever it was Spurrier against Fulmer, you knew you were in for a treat. Now, before we continue on with our rivalries, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on 2 or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and MLB entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. They have something for every sports fan. From basketball, hockey, to baseball, to League of Legends, and everything in between. You can pick LeBron, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham all in the same entry. You want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean? You can now find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries in play will stay in play even if one of your players get injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits in the game in the first half and doesn't return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Sign up at prizepicks.com or download the PrizePicks app today on your Android or Apple store and use code SECU for a first deposit match up to $100. That's promo code SECU to redeem your deposit match bonus today. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with our friends over at PrizePicks. Must be 18 years or older, not available in all states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, another coaching feud that took over was the Lane Kiffin-Urban Meyer era back in 2009, whenever Lane took over as head coach over at Tennessee and said, I'm really looking forward to embracing some of the great traditions at the University of Tennessee, singing Rocky Top all night long after we beat Florida next year. He then accused Meyer of cheating to try and recruit wide receiver Newkeith Richardson, who really wasn't. The only time these two met, Florida beating Tennessee 23-13. After that, Kiffin bolts for USC. Well, so far, who won that feud? Well, obviously, Meyer didn't say a whole lot. There was no need. That right there, to me, is the rivalry of all rivalries that exemplifies the Drake and Kendrick Lamar feud. And with that, that is a fantastic rivalry. That's something that you don't get every day. It's something that's needed in college football. And we are just extremely blessed to have rivalries. Hopefully, we get some more feuds on the way, more drama, more social media talk, because that's what college football is all about.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.